Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, right here in the 805. And, of course, I've got my friend Brian McDonald in here with us. Thanks so much for coming in early. How are you?
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. It is early for me right now.
It is early, I know. And you've been doing this. You've got this big thing coming up here. I'm excited. I can't wait to see you, but you always just, you know, do an amazing job. And, of course, we're talking about the one man show here, buyer and seller, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, wow. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that. So I'm excited to have you here always. And of course, I want to give out our phone number here. And that phone number is 805-419-0008. We are at the beginning of the year. I still keep I'm going to call it that way until like June or something. You know, it's like we just keep starting all over. You know what? And that's really the way life is. Every single day that you wake up, you have a clean slate to do something good, right?
Yeah.
And to kind of like put whatever you did yesterday, maybe you didn't make the right choices or maybe you didn't do the right thing, but today you can start all over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really that's what life's about. That's the gift that so many people think, oh, I didn't do this, or I didn't keep up with my, you know, chores, or I'm a little behind. Take a moment, take a breath, and start again.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
Just do the best you can.
That's it. And you know, and I'm glad you actually said that. When you do the best you can, I've always taught my kids that is if you're going to do something, do the best. Why waste your time? If you're not, don't even offer to do it. Don't even start to do it, because why waste your time?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, I always love to start our show with something uplifting. Life is not about how fast you run or how high you climb, but how well you bounce. And that's kind of what we're talking about right there. So with that, Tom, how you doing?
Doing great over here. Kim got over a cold this week.
Oh, my hubby's got it. And be careful because it goes into bronchitis. You know what's scary is, I mean, they're saying that a lot of people are dying from this. We've gone to urgent care a couple times now, and they're like, and my husband doesn't lay down like you, like me, like probably all of us here. But, you know, listen to your body. They said we're losing people and we don't even know why it's so bad. So anyways, take your vitamins. I'm like going
to
be that.
Yeah,
you know.
I hope to make it through the next 2 hours.
God, don't even say that. So anyways. All right. We've got some really good stuff that we're giving away. Also, we want to mention some great events that are happening. And again, thank you so much for tuning in here to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
And we do have for you a Rubicon Theater's presentation of Buyer and Seller. We'll hear more in moments. January 24th through February 11th. I'll let Brian talk about it, but another great show. And we do know it's a one-man show, and we have Brian McDonald in studio to talk about that. Thomas Fire Benefit Concert that is happening, and it is going to be huge. What a big party that's going to be. The First Responders Lunch happening Sunday, January 21st. Stop by anytime between 1:30 and 4 o'clock. Appreciating all the folks that are helping out with that. And you can do that at the Vagabond Coffee Shop, 760 East Thompson Boulevard, a classic over 50 years in Ventura County. Hometown Buffet, take the stress out of your holiday and order Hometown Buffet, located at 1901 Lockwood Street in Oxnard, also Santa Maria. Valentine's is definitely a holiday. We have that on the way. And we also have the 21st annual Race for the Cure, which you're always involved with.
That's right. That's right. And really good stuff out there. And I love that. I do want to mention, if you have an event that was not mentioned on here, or you have a business that you would love to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, please call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And also, we'd love to share some tickets. And, of course, got Rubicon tickets in here. And a Buyer and Seller is the next one-man show by my friend here, Brian McDonald, who does, like, an amazing job. I think he's, you know, he's sitting there shaking in his seat right now, but it's all good. Anyways, our next guest is Timalyn Langan, and we're going to be talking about Money Magnet and a Teacherpreneur, how to live a multi-million dollar lifestyle, maybe, you know, on whatever you make yourself. So that'll be interesting, right? You might want to stay along and listen. No. But anyways, again, our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to give away a pair of tickets. And of course, that is to the Rubicon. And they present Buyer and Seller January 24th through February 11th. So this is going to be great. And call in right now, 805. 419-0008, 419-0008. And Brian, thank
Hi.
You so much.
Hello, gorgeous.
How are you? So tell us a little bit for my listeners that probably already know you, because who doesn't? You're like a really big thing here in Ventura. And you're so passionate about what you do, and you kind of raised the bar a little bit on this one, right? And
yes, certainly. You know, for myself, I mean, you know, Rubicon is always striving to produce really good shows, really quality shows. You know, great talent and all that. So, yeah, I'm as an employee there, I'm always very happy. You know, with that kind of commitment, you know, to the work.
Have you ever done one man before?
I did a small one man show. It was a David Sedaris piece,
okay.
Santaland Diaries, okay. Which is about his time as a Macy's elf in the Macy's Santaland exhibit.
Okay.
Very funny, very hilarious. And it was about an hour long, you know, about 34 or so pages of dialogue, and a lot of stories, you know, sort of like these diary entries telling about this is what happened today, and, you know, very, very funny. And
how
all
long
that.
Is this one?
This one is about an hour and 45 minutes.
Okay.
So
45 minutes longer. No,
45 minutes longer. Yeah. You know, it goes by. Well, for me, I have no sense of time.
Correct.
Doing the show.
Yeah. You know, kind of like in here. Honestly, I am
we're
done. Wait, what do you mean? I still have more to say, you know?
Yeah. And it's very fast paced, very fun. The challenge for me in this is that I'm playing several different characters at the same
time. Six, correct?
About six different characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And so I go back and forth, one character, the other character, and, you know, I'm having these fight scenes between the two of them, and then a little comment or an aside to the audience, and then right back into it. So my brain is sort of working overtime, and I always feel like it's a very unique experience. You know, I mean, you just can't, you don't know what that is until you're actually doing it. And so it's been, it continues to be a process. Like, I feel really confident. I know that I know it. But when you're actually up there and you're forcing yourself to do that and commit to that, you know, that time from beginning to end, and you can't stop, it's a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like you're being shot out of a cannon, and it just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. And, you know, it just is relentless.
You know, the only thing I can relate to is when my four children are trying to beat me up and I'm trying to save myself on each level. I'm going, wait, no. And then they come up with something better. And then I'm like, wait, you know, I mean, that could be the only thing I can relate to. But you don't need, you're not talking to anybody else. You're talking to yourself, which is, you know, wow. Okay. So, Let me kind of just back up. Can we talk about your background and how you started this and how you got into it?
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I spent most of my, I started acting probably when I was about seven.
Really? And so that's why you have your children's.
In fact, that was, you know, at Rubicon, I started. That's how I came to Rubicon in 2002. I had started a summer program, musical theater program for kids. And we started with it was a 4-week camp, essentially, you know, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, or something like that, 9 to 5. And then we did a weekend of performances. We had 16 kids in it. Now we have, throughout the summer, we do about 5 different productions that go from essentially the beginning of middle of June, right after the kids get out of school, all the way through to the middle of August. And so we'll do about 5 different productions. We have programs for 5 to 7, 8 to 12, middle school, and then 2 high school programs. There's a Shakespeare and a big musical theater program, and then a big benefit that the kids actually produce themselves at the end. That benefit is actually called Kids for Kids, which was the name of the program that I grew up in. So it's sort of inspired by that, but also that the kids are raising money to give back to the program. So raising money for scholarships for kids that would not otherwise be able to, you know, afford the tuition.
What an awesome idea. That's
so
great.
We have, so we went from 16 or so kids in the summer to now there's about 150 students that will come through our doors in the summer.
So, Brian, does everybody have talent?
No.
Okay, I just wanted,
honestly,
I wanted to, you know. What I mean? No, because...
If everyone thinks they do,
okay,
I think,
yeah,
right?
There you go, yeah.
And I do think that people can certainly learn to act. They can learn to sing. They can learn a lot of those skills. But then sort of taking it to the next level, sort of the artistry of it, I think is something that can't be taught. I think that comes from a very personal place. It's very, you know, it's individual to the person and sort of how they see the world and you know, that they are able to make a form an opinion and make a decision for themselves, which, you know what, I think is so, so important today.
I totally agree, but what I'm saying is,
it's not just about memorizing a bunch of stuff for the test. You know, it's got to be about, well, what do you think this is about? It's about asking questions, about having a conversation. It's about reading comprehension and deciding for myself what I think that means. And I don't see a lot of that. I see a lot of students that come in and parents that, you know, want result-oriented classes, want result-oriented, like immediate gratification and immediate results, which I think are not creating thinkers, are not creating, you know, we're not slowing down to the speed of life and really taking a moment to articulate and think about what we need to say, right? We live in a culture with Twitter. It's like,
I'm just going to put
it out there.
So that's a great topic to even talk about. Our kids really don't know how to communicate anymore. Our families don't really know how to communicate anymore. You know, you sit on the couch and everybody's texting each other and nobody's having a conversation. We don't do that in our family.
No.
Not very much. No.
No, I mean, what
but
happened?
You know what I mean? But that is the truth. And I'm like, wait a minute. We need to use our words. We need to, I mean, when the computers came out, nobody writes anymore. Nobody has, you know, it's everything has changed and it's changed our communication. But I bet you in your industry, that's probably changed because really it's kind of like going back to the bones.
You can't help. I mean, I will say that I do think, regardless of whether a student or, you know, wants to be an actor or even an adult. I mean, we have classes for adults as well. And they are there for various reasons.
What are some of the reasons?
Well, sometimes they just are interested in the craft of acting, okay, and just sort of want to experience what,
okay,
that's like.
Do they want to be a movie star?
Some of them want to be a movie star. You know, and some of those, that's where I would say you kind of run into problems. You're like, no, yeah, you kind of have to do the work.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there is the idea of celebrity. You know, I am, you know, we definitely know a lot of actors and we enjoy them, but you would say, yeah, they're pretty much the same in everything that they do. And then we could sit here and talk about, you know, probably list off maybe five, okay, off the top of our head, of actors that are extraordinary. And we would call them actors. We would say these are people that know their craft, that can really create a role, that are different and surprising. And I think that those actors exist. But those are the ones that I think really understand the craft. They probably all came from theater.
And don't you think it all comes down to passion? You have to have that passion, that deep want.
Well, success in anything,
yeah, anything
that we do, right?
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah, in
just,
you know,
find
the
your
Olympics.
Love, find the thing that makes you feel good, that gives you a sense of purpose, a sense of identity, you know?
Right.
I mean, look, going back to your question, which I didn't really answer, which was how did I start, right? I mean, I was an actor and I went to Boston Conservatory. I did theater in school. I mean, I knew that that's what I was going to do. There were counselors, you know, school counselors and stuff, they were like, well, you know, you probably should look at some other things just as a fallback, you know. And I considered them maybe for 2 seconds, but this was it. I auditioned for one school, really, and I got into that school, Boston Conservatory. I went there. I had a wonderful time. I immediately went out and became, you know, got work. And I continued to work as an actor. But ultimately, I ended up in Ventura because I wanted to stay in a community and build something that I could invest in and grow. So
what is
that's
smart?
Sort of,
I mean, why did you think that way? That's just so brilliant to begin with. I mean, that really makes sense.
I mean, I love being an actor. I love being on stage. I love making people laugh. I love making people cry. I love that sort of communal event.
Why didn't you want to be in Hollywood?
Well, okay, so I did do some television and film. I just missed, I missed the community aspect of it. You know, I missed, I mean, I think I was at a point in my life where I did not want to, I mean, most of my life was spent on stage. That's where I felt most comfortable. Moving into the LA world, was a totally different ball game.
Right.
And not one that I was really interested in pursuing. I didn't the reward of it, if I were successful, I think would have been the monetary rewards. I mean, I still get residuals from like Gilmore Girls. I got usually the check is like, you know, for 19 cents. Yeah. Last week I got one for $230.
There
Why?
You
I
go.
Have no
I
idea,
love
but
it.
I was
hey,
like, dang, all right.
Don't tell them, right? You know, yeah. But that's awesome. So, you know what? It sounds like you've been there. You've done it all. You kind of chosen your path.
Yeah.
And we're so glad you're here.
You know? Well, I'm
because
glad I'm
you
here
do
too.
Such a great job over at Rubicon. You are. I mean, you know, I know you say, you always say that, Kim, when you come in, that I'm so passionate, but you really are. There's something like, there's like this love inside you that you found your passion. And that's really cool.
Yeah.
And when we see you up on stage, that's truly like your brilliance coming out of that you found your home.
It's my own utopia.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
We get to come together, laugh, despite whatever our differences are.
And
laugh
kind of
at
put
ourselves
it all
and
away
our own,
and
our
be
humanity.
In that moment.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it. Brian, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
I will.
Okay. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're so glad that you are here, that you are starting your day in a positive way. We've got 2 hours. We're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And if you're just tuning in with us, we're so glad. And we always talk about the brighter side of life. And when we think about the brighter side of life, we think about how we got there. That's our journey, and we all have that opportunity to live the brighter side, but it's all about how you look at life. So with that, stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my
Happy days are here again when Rubicon Theater Company presents the hilarious one-man show Buyer and Seller, directed by Ovation Award winner Stephanie A. Coltrane and starring award-winning actor Brian McDonald. Called one of the best plays of the year by New York Times and winner of the Drama Desk Award for Best Play. This seriously funny slice of whimsy is an irresistible riff on the price of fame, the cost of things, and the oddest of odd jobs. When Buyer and Seller opens January 21st and runs through February 11th, call now and experience world-class award-winning artistry and small-town hospitality in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Visit them online at rubicontheater.org or call 667-2900. That's 667-2900. Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? 1 in 8 women will. Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today.
Ventura Water has partnered with The Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. Guy, you get me like, okay, I'm awake now, you know. And of course, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking with Brian McDonald. And we're talking about his new show that's coming up here. And of course, it's starting January 24th, you only got a little bit of time left, huh?
Yeah,
right around the corner. And of course, but it's going all the way to February 11th, so this will be a really Valentine's
and,
kind of a...
I will say ticket sales are going really well from what I hear. We're very excited about that. So crossing fingers, actually, I think that there might be a week extension on it, which would be really exciting.
There you go, right into Valentine's Day.
But, you know, one of the things for people to really know is they're like, oh, I think I'm going to wait, you know. Well, don't. I mean, whatever theater company you go to, it's sort of like an airline. You know, if I go and I don't have a lot of people in the house or I miss those seats, that's lost revenue for a theater. And that's really hard for them, you know.
Right, right.
It's actually some of our cheapest performances. I mean, we have a lot of price points, a lot of different ways for people to get tickets that, you know, may not otherwise be able to afford a full price ticket. You can become a subscriber, which is really one of the...
And you don't have to buy every, like, you know, there's
no,
a lot...
No, you can do...
Exactly,
if we do
individual,
six shows in a season,
right?
You can buy 3 shows, just
right.
the 3 you want,
right.
you know?
Which is perfect.
You get to exchange your tickets. You can, you know, you have your same seats, you know, all sorts of great benefits.
And it's so lovely
that.
There. It really is. It's so comfortable.
It's kind of like
homey.
A little
I know.
Off-Broadway house.
It really is. And you guys have the best shows. I'm telling you, I always am like, have you guys, they're like, you know, people call me and say, is there a place that you would recommend for a date? I'm like, seriously, have you ever been to Rubicon? And then there's a bunch of restaurants right there.
Right.
And they're like,
Cafe Zach.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, God, we love them. Just down the street. It's such a, you know, and of course, so many restaurants that are down on Main Street. I mean, not that far.
No.
You know,
and you could go have dinner or go to the show and have dessert later. I mean, there's just, it's like a nice night out.
It
My
really
husband
is.
Even loves it. He tells people about it.
Oh, that's good.
And it's
good.
Funny because he's not really like, you know, the play person to go, you know, but he loves it. He's like, wow, this is, it's just a really comfortable, cool feeling, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what, look, Ventura is getting the theater that it invests in, you know? And so, and it is hard, I will say. We are not a town that has a lot of big industry, so we don't have corporate giving. To the extent that maybe some other cities have, we rely very heavily on the individual.
Correct.
And that is a very, very difficult place to be.
And you guys were hit a little bit with the fires, right?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I mean, everybody was.
Let's just talk about that for a second.
It was, well, you know, look, we had to cancel our first week
right.
of Christmas Carol, mm-hmm. okay? Which there was a lot of tickets there that we had to then move
Honor
to other performances,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
There was that. Then there was the all the salaries that you have for all the actors. I mean, we still had to pay, you know, people.
Right, right.
And then cleaning of the theater and airing all the air out. And, you know, so it was a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then we feel like, well, of course we can't go to our community, which is really our biggest supporter, because they're suffering.
They're suffering.
So what we did was we opened a week later. We moved as many of the people as we could. And then, regardless of the fact that, you know, that was a financial burden for us, we offered free tickets to firefighters, first responders, and any families
that
were affected
that was awesome.
Or lost their homes or displaced or anything due to the fire. All they had to do was an honor system. They could call up and get tickets to the show. And
how was that?
It was great. Every show, there wasn't one performance, I think, where the people didn't jump to their feet at the end of the show.
Isn't that great? That is awesome.
And, of course, the actors were like, just, we got to do this. We got to do this. We got to do this for Ventura.
It's a win-win. People
They did a video for us to, you know, promote it. And what we've done is start a GoFundMe campaign, which we're almost like halfway to what our goal was set at 60,000. We're almost at 30,000 right now. It's been going on for some time. And this is actors and staff and individuals from Ventura that are reaching out to the community at large. So people beyond Ventura that were not affected by the fires, taking that moment to do their $10, their $20, like whatever it is that they could do.
It all adds
to
up.
To help.
It all adds up.
You know,
up. Yeah.
And I know there were some people that initially their first response was, well, how dare you ask, you know, for money. And, you know, we called those people, we talked to those people, and they got it. They understood. They were like, oh, well, I had no idea that that's, first of all, what this was and how you were impacted and what you were doing. I mean, this is the thing that we were just talking about. It's like that first impulse, like, how dare you, without really getting the information,
that's right.
without really thinking about it. It's just everyone is so, well, this idea of freedom of speech is one thing, and it is something that we need to continue to honor. But we also need to remember we have to respect.
That's the key, honor and respect. We've lost that. And yes, I get that we can say anything we want, but at the same time, be respectful.
Yes.
Yeah. And know that, you know, it's affecting somebody else when you're, you know,
There's a lot, I think, in our pop culture, in our leadership that has exacerbated the situation, reduced us to it's sort of like has said, it's okay.
Anything.
It's okay.
Anything's
to do
okay.
all this.
And
it's
I totally agree.
This out, to say this. But then, of course, on the other side of it, there's have people that are standing up, right, with the Time's Up movement and Me Too movement and saying, you know what? No, we are not going to, this is not okay with us. And I think that we need to do that with
everything,
you know, everything.
And we should be able to teach our children with bullying, with, you know, in everything.
That's right.
They need to know that they're worthy, that they have, that, you know, they have a purpose in this life.
Yes.
Everybody does. And that they have self-worth.
Right. And, you know, listen, it's not about persecuting those that are making
Absolutely
those kinds of mistakes.
Not. Absolutely.
It's about teaching. It's about slowing down. It's about empathy. You know, and if there's one thing that I can tell you that the theater teaches us, it you know, whether you're involved in it as an audience member or you're involved in it on the other side on stage as an actor, learning the craft, learning how to build a team, you understand, you begin to really learn empathy. It's the only way that I can truly portray a role. I have to slow down and stop thinking about me and my perspective.
Wow,
and I have to start thinking about, well, what if this, if I were this person, or if, what is that situation like for them? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. All this stuff sort of goes around that's a big thing in my head.
Well, Brian, I'm so glad you're here. I want to just talk about, so is this show a comedy that you're going to be in? Talk to us about, you know.
No, it's a dreary drama. No, it's totally a comedy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So for people that don't know, so Byron Cellar, C-E-L-L-A-R, it's basically was inspired by this book that Barbara Streisand put out, which was called My Passion for Design, which was about the construction of her newest home in Malibu, this gorgeous Malibu estate.
Okay.
And so there's all these pictures. She's also the principal photographer.
Oh, yeah.
And so the playwright had got, you know, was reading through this book, and in one section of the book, there's a mall in her basement.
Right.
That houses all of her things that she's purchased over the years. I mean, she's acquired quite a lot. And I guess if you have a lot of money and you love beautiful things, you buy things, right?
Right.
We all have a lot of stuff.
You know, yes,
right?
Yes.
But she didn't just want some basement or some storage unit like the rest of us that have to use that to put their stuff in.
Yes.
She wanted to display it.
I call it, we pay mortgage for our garages.
Yeah, exactly.
In Europe, they don't have them and they don't use them.
That's,
you know,
right.
What I mean, what you have,
what you
is
have
in your home.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
But yeah. But anyway.
So
yes.
So anyway, the playwright Jonathan Tollens, he thought about this place and he was like, you know, what if somebody had to work down there? That would be, what would that be like? And so that's where the idea came from. He kind of became obsessed with this idea, and he wrote this piece that he actually did for a magazine, a publication, and then it was expanded into a one-man show, and this is the result of that. So you have this guy, this character of Alex, who gets hired but for this crazy, weird job. He doesn't even really know what it is. And Alex is not a guy that is very ambitious. I mean, he's sort of like a guy coasting through life, and ends up working in Barbra Streisand's basement. And she comes down and he, you know, she sort of is pretending to be like a customer in her basement, and he's the employee, and they start playing this little game. Like, quickly he realizes, the only stipulation and rule, of course, for his job is to make sure that every detail is true, because truth is very important to her. Every detail is very important to her. And so he follows her lead, because she's like, oh, you have such beautiful things down here. Oh, she wants to talk to me. Okay. Thank you. And so they play this game back and forth. And that goes on for a little while. And it's hilarious.
I love it.
It's just bizarre and funny. And you can imagine this. You can imagine this kind of crazy little thing actually happening.
I can't wait to see you do that, because you're going to be amazing at it. Yeah.
It's fun. It's very fun, especially when you really sort of hits its stride.
Yeah.
And the audience is right there with you, and it's like a tennis match, a real intense tennis match, going back and forth.
With you memorizing all the lines.
With me memorizing all the lines and going back and forth and back and forth. It's, when I hit my groove, of course, when you hit a speed bump.
Yeah.
And your brain just goes blank. And you're like,
You just need to get a couple into your belt and then you're good to go.
Yeah, I still got a week. So,
yeah, you're
so
good.
We're good.
All right. Yeah. Well, Brian, I can't wait to see this. I want to invite all of our listeners. And again, we are talking about Byer and Cellar. And I love it, Byer, but really the Cellar. Okay.
That's right.
January 24th through February 11th, with a little bird just told us it might go on another week. But don't wait for that, because you might miss out. But really get your tickets. We've got a pair of tickets that I'm going to give away right now.
Yay.
And 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Call us right now. Call us with your name, your number, your email, and so we can get you on our newsletter also at the same time. And one of the team members will get back with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fog forget your troubles.
Happy days.
Come on, get happy.
I hear again
a
sky.
All your cares
above are clear.
Again. Shout hallelujah.
So let's sing a song.
Come on, get happy.
Cheer again.
Get ready.
Happy
for
days
the start.
I hear again.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3359 and mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Wow. We were just in our break. Brian, you got to share that with everybody. Can you? Is that going to give away?
Course,
okay, good.
Of course.
I love that when we're talking and I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, we have to share this. Because it really just, and you know me, I'm all about that.
Yeah.
That was just like, I would use that as a saying.
Well,
in my, yeah.
I had to share it with
you.
So
share it.
Alex, you know, as I said, it's very funny, very farcical at times, broad characters, but also these really tender moments. And one thing is for Alex, I mean, of course, he says to her, you know, what is it like to have so much, to have done just more about more than anybody? You know, I mean, it is pretty extraordinary when
yeah.
you think about it,
yeah.
right? The amount of stuff that not only we have, but somebody like this has, the just all of that. And at the end of the show, he has this moment where he stands in the very, very center of the room. And he says, I don't know why, but I just felt like I just stretched my arms out as far as I could and I spun around. And then he says, you know, the span of your arms is roughly the same as your height, and the circle that you make when you spin around is the extent to which you take up space in the universe. And he says, you know what, it seems to me that the stuff inside of that circle is more important than all the stuff we put around it.
Wow.
And I just, you know, that yeah. to me feels like in right now,
yeah.
right, for all of us,
well,
people that have lost things, you know, it's
remembering.
I mean, they're being reminded
absolutely.
Of this,
yes,
every day.
Absolutely, and you're right. It is. It's materialistic things that we've gathered through our journey, but we can't take them with us.
No,
and they are just part of our.
We have to remember that.
I
mean, it's okay.
Yeah. No,
it's
I
okay
totally.
To have things. It's
and
okay
have fun
to
with them,
you know,
you
create
know?
Your home, you
yeah.
know, and make
yeah.
it beautiful and,
yeah.
and buy that expensive rug.
Yeah.
But it's also
I love it. I love it. Well, that is beautiful.
Yeah.
That's, I can't wait to see it. So I'm so excited. You're gonna stay with us. We're gonna
sure.
bring our next guest on, and of course that is Timalyn and Langan. And Timalyn, are you there?
I am here. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Kim. How are you?
Very good. I'm so glad you could join us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Tell
I'm
us
so
a little bit about
today.
Who you are, Money Magnet, and of course, I love that, Teacherpreneur.
Oh, yes. Well, my name is Timalyn Langan, and I am a teacherpreneur money magnet. Grew up in Mississippi and as the granddaughter of sharecroppers and cooks, not even chefs, and they have given me lessons and experiences that I have taken with me that have helped me to grow my wealth, and starting with small and humble beginnings and doing pretty well financially. So
I like
that's
that.
A little
I
bit
love
of my background.
So you've got a couple books, right? And of course, Mind Over Money. Love it.
Yes.
And How to Live Like a Millionaire on Any Budget.
Absolutely.
I love that. And of course, right now, we're going to be talking about financial success is not a gift, right? It's a habit.
Oh, yes, it is.
Ooh, I like that habit.
Absolutely.
We were talking about it, right? But really, I don't know if you heard what Brian was talking about, that really we have, all the stuff around us that we gather isn't as important as what we have in our soul, right?
You know what? You're absolutely right. You know, I like to think of us as wealth building with a conscience. And wealth includes, it certainly does include money, but it's more than just having enough money. It's really about having the quality of your life, that when you get to the end of your life, you look back and you realize, you know what? I was comfortable. I was able to take care of myself. I was able to do the things I love. I was able to spend time with my family. There's a certain freedom that comes from just having enough money. As you're saying, teacherpreneur, money magnet, one of the things I love most is women's tennis. I've been a fan since I was in middle school.
Wow.
I've been following
play
it all
tennis
of my
too?
Life. And my goal, one of my goals is to go to all the majors. And then in January of last year, 2017, I got to go to the Australian Open.
Oh, wonderful.
And did not sit in the boonies, as they say,
yeah,
but sat
I
on
see
the
that.
Front row, watched my favorite tennis players play. And that brought me more joy.
Well, that's wonderful, because you know what? What I'm hearing from you and Brian and Tom, you can even kind of see. I hear that you know what you like. A lot of people don't know what they like. And Brian here is going to be in a play out here. It's Buyer and Seller, about, kind of being in the cellar of Barbara Streisand, who had unbelievable amounts of stuff she liked. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And, not a lot of people know what they like.
Yeah.
I used to think I know what I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally have gotten to I know what I like now, But it's a kind of a process in a lifetime.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this great line where she says, he talks about, Alex says to her, I read the book and everything, but it was kind of sad. And she says, sad? What do you mean sad? And he says, well, it's never quite perfect, is it? And she says, no, it never is.
Wow.
And she says, but then, it's the process that's what's fun, So I guess you can call it bittersweet. And I think it's true. We'll continue that cycle and always reinvent ourselves or our things around us. And I think it's an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it ever stops, It's sort of that searching.
Well, what's funny is my husband tells me that I recreate myself. And I go pretty much every day because I'm like, okay, what could I do better? What could I do better? What could I do better? Not that I'm not thinking I'm good enough. But I want to, what have I learned? What have
yes.
I reflected on? What is past my journey? What is, a step that I can, and people that come into especially with this radio show, I always say this is like my school on air.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm like so, every time I talk to somebody that, shares their journey with me, I'm like, wow, I never even thought, it's like, ear candy.
That's important.
Oh, yes. It's so important, too, because I feel the same way. I feel like I'm on this journey of life.
Oh, I love that.
Reach. And you know what? And there's really I do have certain goals in mind, but then there's also this pleasure that I'm getting and just learning as I I grow, of just being spontaneous and not always having a plan, not always having a strategy in place. I mean, certainly when it comes to finances, you need to have that.
Correct.
But just on this life's journey, learning how to relax, learning how to let go and not hold on so tightly to things, and it's really freeing. I'm just finding life's journey to be quite interesting as I progress. I can see how I'm not so
rigid.
I don't know, so eager anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Relax and let go and let it come to me.
Kind of let life happen.
There's a great book that I read called Slowing Down to the Speed of Life. And it really talks a little bit about that, which is, sort of we get into trouble when we start using our analytical mind to try and solve problems where we don't have all the information and that we need to sort of learn to allow ourselves to live in a free-flowing state of mind, which is really what you're talking about. It's sort of like, I don't have control of this and letting it go and allowing us to be wherever we are with it. And it will reveal itself to us, to be open to new things, new discoveries, and sort of admitting to yourself, I only know what I know, but I don't know everything.
It's so true. And you know what? The other thing that I've learned, I grew up in with my parents, which I'm so blessed that they said, you can have anything. You can do anything you want. You put your mind to it. Okay, well, I really believe that, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
And I felt that I was very successful in doing that. But as I've gotten to where I am today, I'm like, no, we don't have control of everything. So in one sense, okay, but we can guide it and we could do the best we can in that control. Because when life happens to us, there is no control. Mm-hmm. The man upstairs has the best control of us. He's already got our journey. So we have to make the best of what happens to us.
Yeah.
And it's a whole different ballgame.
And you know what? And what I have learned, too, when I let life happen, as you were saying,
correct,
sometimes the situation turns out a whole lot better.
Absolutely.
If I had gotten in there and tried to manipulate things, I'm learning. Sometimes when I enter the equation, I can screw things up a little bit.
I'm right there with all of us, right?
Yeah. But when I trust the process, and I realize, I'm living a good life. I'm living a wonderful life. Things do work out for the good.
Yeah.
And they're I'm happier and healthier as a result of that.
Yeah, they're like, it's like all those little things that life delivers us. Like, I even think, the not so great things are really gifts. They're important things that we need to allow into our lives. It can't just be only the good.
You can't eat ice cream every single day or you'd be sick of it.
Right.
That's my theory. But you know what? You're right. You have to have those dips to know
and
how
find
high
value
that,
in
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Even though they're tough at times, they're really tough.
They are. But you take that breath and you say, this too shall pass, but I will become a better person as a result of it.
And they're called life lessons.
They are.
Life
lessons.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I love it.
For those of us that continue to allow ourselves to be students.
Absolutely. Oh, we are students.
I mean, that's not always the case. And that's a big part of what we've been talking about here today.
That is.
With a lot of people that just I know what it is. Only I can fix
and
it.
And I'm the only one.
I'm the
that's
only
right,
one. Everybody else is whatever, wrong.
Yeah.
No,
and you kind of look at these people.
Okay, I didn't mean to get political.
No, but it is life. There are people that stand out like that in generalization. Let's just say that.
Sure, sure, sure.
Anyways, Timolin, I haven't received your books yet. Can you send me all your books? Because I'd love to have you back on. These are amazing topics. And I love your energy.
Oh.
I really do. Let's talk about your book and what are we going to find in it and give us some of your values.
Right. Well, thank you so much. And I will definitely make sure you get a copy of the book, Mind Over Money, How to Live Like a Millionaire on Any Budget.
Okay, cool. And I want your other ones, too.
It's a wealth building book with the conscience. Wealth building with many of the things that we've been talking about on this call and feeling good about the wealth that you're building, feeling good about the life that you're leading. And so there are certain tools in the book to help you to manage your money in such a way that you grow it, that you have it, so that you can live the life that you were meant to live. Mm. And so I share a few tips to help people do that, and that's to really, you know, control and be mindful of how you're spending your money, and to know that money is not just for spending, number one. And wow. If I could leave your readers with anything, that think of money as a tool. Think of it as a way to create the life you want, and just kind of see it as building blocks. And these are tips that you can pass on to your children and share with them as well. And just, you know, and the second thing you may want to do is just help children understand that there is a difference between needs and wants, and that we don't necessarily have to deprive ourselves of everything we want either. Living like a millionaire does not mean living in deprivation, but with the proper strategy and the proper planning, I do believe that we can walk through this life, we working people, and can have the majority of the things we want. Mm-hmm. We simply have to set priorities and focus on those dominant pleasures more than just those, you know, the day-to-day things that just pop up impulsively.
Right. And now, how much of our spending habits, you know, as we have as adults, come from our parents or our, you know, upbringing?
You know what? I really believe 96% of it, the majority of our spending, is controlled by our subconscious mind. And these are things that we've been taught, things that we've observed as children along the way. So this doesn't mean we're doomed,
right?
Because certain people have been, some of us have grown up learning about good money management, but the majority of us don't see that. And so that's why I've written this book, to help everyday people, working people, with practical things they can do to have financial success, to increase their financial success.
And do you have children?
I teach children.
Okay.
I don't have any of my own, and I've actually started teaching these principles to first graders very early.
Do they understand?
Yes, they do. I mean, okay. And one of the things about children is they like to play games.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just make it really fun. If I wanted to, let's say, for example, teach a savings technique, we get some money. And, we've got 10 dimes here, and we just want to save 10%. You know, let's just take one of these dimes and put it in a clear piggy bank so that you can see it. And then we do this as a class, and we just put it in just weekly or monthly, and we see how it grows throughout the year.
Okay.
And that's just a, you know, good way of teaching. And because I look back on my life, and I don't know that my family sat down with me per se and taught me money management. I just observed.
Right. Now,
I think it's important to have those conversations.
Yeah. Yes. Did you have to do chores for your money, Brian? Did you have to do chores?
Yeah, but I think there was only a very short period of time where I actually got paid.
Okay, that's
like a very...
See, I kind of have a problem with that. Tom, did you have to do chores?
Yes.
And did you get paid for it?
I did.
Okay. And what about you, Timalyn?
You know what? I did chores and got paid for them too, but I will be honest with you. I agree with you, Kim.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea.
I don't either. And I'll tell you why. I think that if you raise your children, and I did the same thing, it was kind of more of bribery, okay? But mm-hmm. if I had to do it over again, and anybody that's listening that have young children, this would be a do-over, okay? I think it's a contribution to the family. I think that we as a family help each other, not just because we get paid by it. And then, you know, we reward them in other ways.
Yeah, there's got to be a balance, I think, of both things, right? It's like, I definitely think that there's lessons to be learned if you are to understand what a job means and getting paid and then managing your own money.
Correct.
So there's value in that.
Absolutely.
But not just all of it, because I think what you're saying is, look, you live here. You are part of this home.
Correct.
You're part of this family. And we all do our part, mm-hmm. regardless of the fact that whether we get paid or not. You know?
But we thought that the kids...
And then...
Go ahead, Tom.
We thought that the kids that didn't get an allowance got off way better than us because their parents bought them the movie, bought them this, bought them that. With me, my dad gave me, it's a long time ago, $3. And he says,
And you buy all that on your own.
On my
correct?
Own. Yeah. Where with the other kids at what you're doing, they made it off way better than we did because we got money in hand and we had to think, is this baseball cards, soda? Is this the movies? The kids that didn't get an allowance, what do you mean you're going to the movies again? How do you do this?
See, and I think it's a family, you know, like if we...
But how did you let your kids go to the movie center? How did you get
well,
money
because
creating?
If we had a goal as a family and we got all of our chores done or all of our, you know, when I was a kid, weeding. We used to weed, okay, on Sundays. I mean, mm-hmm. like seriously. But, you know, and we would get all that done and then we'd be, you know, we're going to go have dinner and ice cream and, you know.
But what if they wanted to go out on a date when they were like 12?
Well, then that's when we started to do differently, mm-hmm. you know.
May
and
I
not
chime
at 12,
in also?
Tom. No.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
No, I'm just playing. Well, you know what, Kim? No, I am right there with you because I do believe that children have to contribute to the household and then we also have to keep in mind that we're training them for one day they're going to have a home of their own and they're going to have children of their own. And so when you live in a home, you certainly have to make sure it's clean and safe and all of that so that you can, you know, live a good life and be healthy. However, I also think that when they take do chores like outside of the home, if they babysit or if they clean a neighbor's yard, then that is money that they've earned.
That is very true. That's actually how I got my money, Tom. Mm-hmm. I babysat and I used to organize people's homes. I like had that gift, okay, of organizing. And so that's what I did. I earned my money elsewhere and I always felt bad. Like I didn't want to take my parents' money, you know? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like young, I already had that in me. So they worked so hard. I saw them work hard. So, you know. So I don't know.
I do believe it's okay to give children money.
Absolutely.
I just don't think you tie it to household chores.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
You clean the house because you clean the house, and here's a few dollars in your pocket because you're going to school. You may want to buy an ice cream on campus.
Right.
You may
want to buy something.
So they need to have money in their pocket, but I don't think we tie it to even grades.
Timeline, I have to stop you because we're
just good citizens.
Right, Timeline, we've got to stop. We're at the end of our show. This has been such a great show. I will definitely call you, or you call me, so we can get you back on. And please send me all your books.
If people want to reach me, they can contact me at livelikeamillionairenow.com.
Great. Thank you so much. We are at the end of the first hour. We've got a whole nother hour. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. It costs money to stay healthy, but it's even more expensive to get sick. So with that, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.